Welcome to the Accountability Coach Podcast. I am thrilled to have you on board with me today. We are diving into the world of proven business success principles that are all about helping you make more money and work less. Because who doesn't want that, right? I'm on a mission to guide you towards your ideal business and your ideal life. So buckle up and get ready for some powerful insights, and let's turn your goals into reality. This is Ann Bachrach. Today, we're talking about four tips for effective communication to increase your success. To help you ensure business success, you need to practice ways of effective business communication. Well-thought-out communication helps you transfer your message and makes people understand it. So let's explore the four tips for effective business communication now. The first one is know your audience. Knowing the wants, values, opinions, and needs of your audience before you communicate can help you make them understand your message even better. When you understand your audience, you can craft a message that they receive the way you want them to and the way that it's best received for them. Besides planning your message, you can also share vocabulary, phrases, and examples that your audience can relate to. But how can you know your audience? Well, asking questions and listening is a great way to know someone. There are countless ways that you can use the internet with your current and prospective clients. You can email your prospect and current clients to interact with them. If you have your client's phone number, call them and discuss your services and products with them. This way you get an idea about your client's professional and personal life. These details help you connect with your clients to enhance relationships and facilitate your business growth. You can also conduct a survey. Send your survey to your clients through email or call them to fill out a form. Let me share with you a few questions that you can ask them to make improvements to your business. Questions like, what problems are you facing? What factors do you like and dislike about our service or our product? What are your expectations? And what features or improvements would you like us to make? Getting the answer to these questions will help you understand the advantages and drawbacks of your company's products and/or services. You'll learn what your clients are looking for and can make amendments accordingly. To create a quick and easy survey, you can use platforms like SurveyMonkey, Typeform, JotForm, or AskNicely. There's probably plenty others as well. Number two, incorporate group activities. Interactive events allow you to meet your clients and build relationships with them. You can organize special guest events to invite your clients and prospects to attend these events. So, for example, you can conduct client appreciation events and invite special guest speakers to your event that will help you create a learning experience for you, your clients, and your prospects. You can organize speakers to talk about fitness, for example, wellness, meditation, wine tasting, and other topics of interest to your clients and prospects. The speakers will interact with your attendees, and that is a great way to get additional business. You could have an event around, let's say, maybe Thanksgiving, where you invite your clients and their family to do pumpkin carving activities related to Thanksgiving. You might consider having a monthly open house event on a Friday afternoon where clients would gather to have a relaxing and enjoyable conversation, and they could bring along their friends to meet you. You might even consider serving small snacks and wine and/or beer, of course, water and soft drinks. With your team members at your firm, you can incorporate group activities like board games, office debates, and telephone exercises in your firm can motivate your employees to work together, address each other's weaknesses, and develop strengths. This unites your employees and teaches them to work together, leading to increased productivity for everybody. Group activities also offer the chance to learn about your employees' strengths and weaknesses. It also engages people's minds and helps them effectively understand your message. So before any business meeting or speech, divide your employees and give them different activities to create a productive, cheerful, and energetic atmosphere. Number three, use interpersonal communication skills. You might have seen people sharing depressed or happy life stories with one another. Do you ever feel these stories are relatable? Do you ever feel the same emotion that the speaker feels at that moment? Well, it's kind of interpersonal communication. where the speaker and audience exchange information, ideas, and emotional experiences that connect them together at a certain level. When others feel connected to you, they feel the urge to understand your point and perceive your message in the best possible way. So practice your interpersonal communication skills during business communication events. Share your experiences, your knowledge, and stories with people, and allow them to share their views with you. Surely, you'll be surprised to see the results, is my guess. People who use your products and services are typically happy to share their experiences that you can then share with prospective clients and other existing clients. You can also share a story about how your product is developed and the struggle you might have faced in the development process. You can tell your clients any emotional story about your company or product to attract them to your business. You can do this by sharing stories on your website, social media platforms, and as framed testimonials in your office. You can have a framed photo of your clients with their testimonial in the hallway, for example, and hanging on your office walls in the waiting room, as well as on your website and on the various social media platforms. Number 4. Encourage feedback. It's important to have two-way communication and give people you are speaking with the equal opportunity to provide ideas, feedback, and input. This makes them feel that their opinions are valuable to you and your firm. So, for example, you can create a board of directors who you rely on for candid feedback and input on helping you grow your firm by them sharing different perspectives. You could organize a quarterly dinner meeting so that each member can give their opinion on steps that you can take to be even more client service driven, which will increase the revenue and value of your firm. Getting candid feedback is the best method of effective business communication for increased success. So allow your members to give their views and show your interest while they are talking. You can also conduct an annual survey to get feedback from your clients on how they think you and your firm are doing and ask for ideas on how to make what you do even better for them from their perspective. This feedback can be invaluable. If you have a sales team or staff who regularly communicate with clients, they can also obtain feedback from clients when they're speaking with them. Don't forget to add a client review section on your website so that your current clients can share their opinion about your business. The best way to obtain this information is when someone is telling you something that they value from what you've done for them, to capture it and send it to them in writing and ask them to review it and get their okay to post it with their name and their photo. This makes it super easy for you to get the testimonials you want without a lot of work on the client's part, which is always the way to do it. Getting candid feedback from your support team members is another good approach. When you communicate, allow your employees to give their viewpoints and show them that you're interested while they're talking. Create a friendly environment in the office so that everyone can reach out to you, if needed, to give you input on anything they would like to share. You can use employee surveys or another option for you to get their candid feedback about ways to help your firm grow. So let me give you two real-world examples. The first one is Tesla car crash. Now, do you remember the Tesla car crash in 2013? Well, maybe or maybe not. This incident raised a lot of questions. Americans started to doubt the safety of the high-end electric cars, Tesla. But thanks to Elon Musk and his team's effective business communication, the issue was resolved. Soon after the incident, the brand's manager contacted the individual who had faced the car accident. The manager was transparent about the problems and steps the company had taken. They apologized to the owner, discussed the investigation, and explained why the car caught fire. Elon Musk was also clear about the incident, shared different details about the accident on Instagram and his blog. Thanks to quick, transparent, and effective communication, the brand gained its trustworthiness and credibility back in no time. A second example is the Chipotle E. coli disaster. At the end of 2015, 60 cases were reported of E. coli poisoning at Chipotle. This left many people in doubt and discouraged them from eating at this restaurant, as you would guess. The company responded quickly and launched its PR campaign. They also made public appearances to help their brand recover. The fact the company responded to 83% of Facebook posts and 90% of Twitter posts to help people understand their situation and retain their customers. At first, the brand was defensive and skeptical about owning their mistake, but later they helped people understand how they dealt with the crisis. Steve Ells, Chipotle's founder, apologized to the people who fell ill. He also announced the establishment of a food safety program. The company also published press releases about their cooking methods and guaranteed to offer better quality. Because of the company's effective business communication, Chipotle soon recovered from the crisis and started making profits again. The bottom line here is real-world examples like the ones I just mentioned help you understand how effective business communication can save you from bigger problems. Use a blueprint to creating and having your ideal business and your ideal life by scheduling your free consultation with me today. After investing your very valuable time with me, I hope that you gained insights and an idea that will propel you to even greater heights in every facet of your life. I salute you for your hunger for more, your drive for wanting to be even better, and your unyielding commitment to becoming the architect of your destiny. Please share the wisdom by passing on the Accountability Coach podcast to help ignite others, which can be found on most podcast platforms and in most English-speaking countries, and of course, on accountabilitycoach.com. And subscribe to the Accountability Minute for daily guidance on proven business success principles. Want more proven tips and resources? Well, of course you do. Subscribe to my blog by going to accountabilitycoach.com/blog and always aim for what you want each and every single day. Until next time, make it a great day, today and every day. I appreciate you listening.